Welcome back to the Pilot Network Podcast. I'm Matt, co-host of the show. Adam's out doing some TPNX planning and doing some flying as well. So I am solo today, but I am joined with two amazing individuals who are building something that I think will be really, really helpful for a lot of the TPM members as they are making their transition from military to the airlines and really trying to get a big picture, 30,000 foot view of that process. We've got Mark Hemelhoe and Dan McAllister on the show today. Mark is author of the best-selling book. Did it hit best-selling status?
Amazon.com. Yes, sir.
Awesome. Best-selling book, Cockpit to Cockpit, that does exactly that. Gives a 30,000, maybe a 40,000 foot view of the transition process for the military cockpit to the airline cockpit. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I've been on the show, but it's been probably a couple years. So I am sure that in that time, TPN has added on a bunch of new listeners who may or may not be familiar with Cockpit to Cockpit. So my background, Air Force, retired, did my whole 20 years, fighters and trainers, F-16s, and I taught trainers. Made it to 05, had what I would call a very successful career. I was an instructor pilot, an evaluator pilot, checked all the squares that you're supposed to check. And when it came time to retire and go over to the airlines, I thought, well, I'll just use the bro network and get the word of mouth that's out there on the street, and that should be good enough. Well, I found out the hard way that really wasn't good enough. My transition took me almost a year between the time I retired from the Air Force to the time I got on with Southwest Airlines. In that time, I gained a ton of knowledge that I didn't know that I wish I had known retiring out of the airlines and during my time in the Air Force. I interviewed with Delta, with JetBlue, with Southwest. I went to three or four different job fairs in that time frame. And there was just so much knowledge that I was thinking, wow, how did I miss all this? Why did this not get handed down to me? So through that process, I started taking notes. Those notes became the best-selling book you just mentioned on Amazon.com, also on my website, cockpittocockpit.com. Cockpit to Cockpit is the name of the book. And it's really just to prevent the pain that I went through for the next military pilot coming out to make sure that their transition goes a lot smoother than mine did. In addition, we have now turned that into an e-learning course. And that's what we're here to talk about today.
That's a lot of fun. So that takes us, Mark's been on the show many times before, and thanks for kind of giving us a refresher on where you come from, and welcome back, of course. It's always fun to have recurring guests. Dan, this is your first time on the show. Do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself, what your experience is, and what brings you here today?
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, a listener of the podcast, I've been involved with TPN, so just cool to be on the show now. So thanks for having us. So my background, in many ways similar to Mark's, I was an Air Force fighter pilot for many years. It was the only thing I really wanted to do was to, you know, be the best tactical aviator I could be, third generation military aviator, and that was kind of my focus. I always heard, you know, from a lot of people that, yeah, one day when you're done with your military career, the airlines are an option. And, you know, everybody makes it sound like you just change uniforms one day and you're all of a sudden you're flying for the airlines. It's that simple. So I left active duty after 13 years flying the F-15 and F-22, and I went to the Guard. And then shortly after that, I was looking at the airlines as the option that I wanted to go with. And, the problem is I had done zero preparation. You know, I had no idea what I needed to do. I didn't know anything about the companies other than what I'd seen as a passenger. And I was overwhelmed. I just had no idea where to start. I didn't know which airline to choose. I didn't know which, how to do the application process, how to get an ATP, anything. And I did, you know, just like Mark talked about, I started talking to the bros and trying to figure out what how to navigate this thing. And you know, everybody has their own advice and opinion, and honestly, I got a lot of bad gouge. You know, I got differing opinions, and it was just a frustrating process. So eventually I did get hired by a major airline. It all worked out. And then shortly after that, I started working with Emerald Coast as an interview coach and just helping other people make that transition and get ready for the interviews. But I realized kind of along the way that what I was missing was just a A to Z roadmap that was going to take me from military aviator to airline pilot. And so really that's what this course is. It's a complementary product with Mark's book, Cockpit to Cockpit. It's a partnership between bogeydope.com and Cockpit to Cockpit, and it allows the military aviator to have that roadmap that's going to take them from, you know, even early on in their military career, all the way to the process of getting hired by a major airline.
That's great. So, in keeping with that process, can you give us a little preview about the sections that it goes through, kind of the stages from start to finish, just a really high level look at what the book is and then what the complementary e-learning course kind of how what path does that follow?
Yeah, so the course it follows really kind of a chronological path, you know. So even if you're early on in your military career and you know that one day you're going to want to go to the airlines, the course provides things that you can do early on in your career to make yourself successful later. So preparation all the way to the point where you're getting close, you know, within a couple years of making the military to airline transition. From there, we jump into kind of the application process. So we have three modules within the application section that cover specifically airline apps, pilot credentials, and FedEx's application, with extensive video content, tutorials, as well as screenshots that cover all the gotchas and the things that you want to make sure you do, things that you make sure you don't want to do. So we cover at length the application process, and then from there we roll into getting ready for the interview, and we cover all the different components of each major airline's interview process and how to get ready for those. And then the next section is really covering the, you know, interview day, some things to consider on that actual day, how to handle yourself, what to wear, you know, how to deal with other candidates. And then we kind of cap the course off with things to think about after, you know, after the job offer, or after you're still waiting to hear the job, whether you got the job or not, how to handle multiple CJOs, and kind of the contingencies involved with some of those things as well. And I'll let Mark talk to the book and how that kind of fits in with that.
One of the cool things that I love about the e-course is it's the most current data. It's the most up-to-date information. So the problem with the book is it's only as good as the information that was current at the time the book was published. The beautiful thing about an e-course is you can very easily update content, replace modules, add videos, subtract videos, to keep that content fresh and current. One of the things that we found recently was coming out of the pandemic, as the airlines started to hire again, a lot of them had changed their interview process as far as what was involved, if there were personality tests, if there weren't any longer personality tests, what they do the day of the interview. So we were very easily able to adapt that into the e-course and make that the most current gouge out there so that people can prepare for those things appropriately for each company. The other thing that I find is really neat about the e-course is I have something on my website that I offer in addition to the book called the Support Package. And it's a lot of spreadsheets, templates, letters of recommendations, how to do a resume, application trackers, because it can get very confusing where you are with different applications. And then there's a timeline that's personalized to your availability date with the airlines. So let's say that you know you're going to be available to start airline training in June of 2024. It'll take that date and all the checklist items that are at the end of each chapter, it'll tell you a recommended date to get those accomplished by in order to be ready by your availability date. All of that material is downloadable from the e-learning course. So it's all included in there and integrated into there as well. We can add to it. So if we decide that there's some new thing that would make it easier for people to make that transition, we'll put that on there and include it with the course.
No, it sounds really helpful and pertinent information is always useful, especially, you know, the bad gouge problem is something that everyone's got an opinion. And if you ask five pilots for the opinion, you're going to get 10 answers, right? So I guess in keeping with that, prior preparation, doing a little mission planning as you're trying to land a big job and go into this educated, who is your target audience? And for all the listeners out there, you know, what stage of their career is this course really focused on? Is it just the folks who are 6 months out from retirement or leaving active duty? Or do you have, is it applicable to a wider audience as well?
I would say, you know, no matter where you are in your military career, this course applies to you. I wish that when I was a, you know, brand new lieutenant, that I had started doing some of the things that we're talking about in this course, because I waited till the end and it was painful. So really, truly, if you have an idea that you might want to be in the airlines one day, then this course is for you. Now, if you're within a couple of years of making that transition, then 100% this course is for you, because, you know, as we all know right now, the airlines are hiring like crazy, right? I mean, thousands of pilots a year are getting hired with all the major airlines. And because seniority is everything, it really is the only thing that matters in an airline career. You want to have your ducks in a row when it's time to make that jump. And so I believe that if you are organized, you're well prepared, and you've gotten yourself ready for that date when it's time to go apply and interview and get the job, you know, that can mean the difference between hundreds or thousands of seniority numbers.
Yeah, the book was really written with the hope that somebody who had just pinned on their wings would somehow come across this book so that they can structure their military career appropriately to go to an airline job afterwards with as little stress as possible, because they've done all those things and they knew what they were getting into and they checked the right squares while they were in the military and got those duty titles that are really going to matter to the airlines, things like that. However, it's never too late. So when you fast forward that to somebody who was like Dan, who waited until he was in his last 6 months, and all of a sudden he's like, oh my God, this is overwhelming and intimidating. Well, here's this very easy to follow, very well-structured e-learning course that comes with checklists. And as long as you just follow the process, you really, you hear this a lot in the airline interview vernacular, it's yours to lose. You know, there really should be no reason you can't make this transition and get hired by one of your top airline choices when you follow the process of the book and of this e-learning course.
So let me ask you this. We're kind of in job fair hiring conference season right now, and we even have TPNX coming up, which is a non-traditional version of that. Of course, we try to go more of a Friday night, Friday evening at the squadron bar, kind of, you know, bros helping bros. And of course, that's a non-gender specific term, but we really want it to be more of a fellowship and networking event, but we will have some airlines there. And we know that some of the more traditional job fairs are out there. So Mark, and then we'll turn it over to Dan and get your guys's kind of input. What are some things that people could be doing leading up to such an event where they're going to be face-to-face with a recruiter and they're going to have that opportunity for, you know, 10, 15 minutes in either a relaxed environment or a little bit more formal, you know, whatever the venue dictates. But what are some things that they can be thinking about 2 months, 1 month, day of kind of thing leading up to that sort of encounter?
Yeah, definitely. Great question. If you're going to put the cost out there of traveling to one of these events and put the time in, make it worth your while by doing your homework ahead of time. Know which airlines are going to be there. Research those airlines so that if they ask you something simple about, like, hey, which one of our domiciles appeals to you the most, and you don't know where they're domiciled, you're sitting there looking pretty embarrassed. You don't have to know every little detail about, you know, this company was founded in 1972, and, you know, you don't have to go into that level, but just the basic, having a general knowledge so that you can have an intelligent conversation with that recruiter about that airline, about what they fly, about the type of flying that they do. Is it long haul, night cargo? Is it point to point, mostly domestic? Just being versed in that stuff will really make you more relaxed, help you have a conversational flow, because that's, at the end of the day, they know by looking at a resume very quickly whether you're qualified, but they want to know who you are. You need, while I'm talking about that, you need to have a 2 to 5 minute elevator pitch about yourself ready to roll, so that when they ask you that very basic question, you know they're going to ask, so tell me about yourself. You don't sound like a babbling idiot. And I can let Dan talk more about that since he's done some of that interview prep.
Sure. Yeah. I think those networking opportunities are so much more valuable than probably people realize typically. We have a whole module in our course that talks about networking and how to network, whether it's online, in person, at a job fair. But I think that in addition to what Mark said, you know, probably have a resume ready to go, just in case. But really, you know, to me, it's a matter of using that as a chance to learn and using it as practice. Because essentially, when you meet a recruiter, that's a practice session, or maybe more, for an airline job later. And it's going to help you get ready for that interview process. So having a, you know, an intro, having questions that you know that you want to ask about a certain company, and just be ready to talk about yourself in a way that you would want to in an interview. You never know where those networking opportunities can lead, whether it's just informational or it somehow leads to a meet and greet with a chief pilot or an interview, or you never know. So those things are great opportunities, and just being prepared for those is really important.
Another piece of advice I'll just add on is that they're looking for people that are going to go the extra mile. So if you can, as you wrapping up with your recruiter there, ask them for a business card and then follow up with a thank you note. You'd be amazed how far that can get you, because there's probably less than 5% of the people that they meet there are actually going to take the time to do that. And that's going to stand out to them.
Absolutely. The other thing that we've found over time and speaking with recruiters from a lot of different airlines is they are genuinely looking for the ability to get to know you as a person. They don't want canned responses. They don't want a kind of a rehearsed monologue that is linear. They want the ability to get to know you as a person, and know that you're genuine. And that is consistent across every airline recruiting office that TPN has had the honor of speaking with in preparation for TPNX and other events that we've been to. The other thing, kind of to your point, Mark, about asking for a business card, we found that it is extremely common to show up at some of these events and not have some sort of card yourself. Maybe you have a resume, maybe you don't. But I've always found that if you take just a little bit of time to have some sort of version, whether it's a business card or something that you can give the other person that has your personal contact information, that goes a long way, because no one's going to sit there and make a note or put it into their phone or something like that. A lot of times these chance encounters happen briefly when you don't have all the infrastructure that you might normally at your desk or something like that. So I think that's a valuable opportunity as well, is not just ask them for a business card. They may or may not be handing that out. But if you have something yourself to offer others, and not just recruiters, other pilots too. The aviation career field is small, and you run into the same people over and over again. And this is a lifetime career for many of us. And I think the more contacts and the more individuals that you can get to know, the better it is for everybody. As they say, rising tide raises all boats, right? So
yeah,
that's something that we talk about a lot on TPN, and we always encourage people, go in, be genuine. If it's not a good fit, it's not a good fit. You don't need to force it. There is a perfect forever job for everyone out there. It's just a matter of finding that ideal fit there.
And while we're talking about that, I'll just throw this out there. I just found out about this really cool app called Haystack. And Haystack is a digital business card on your phone. And it allows you to, you can put a link in there to your LinkedIn profile or a QR code, whatever you want. But it's just kind of impressive when somebody says, oh, do you have a card, or can I give you my card? And then you say, oh, do you have AirDrop capability on your phone, or can I text this to you? And boom, they've got all your info. Just, it's just a neat way to do that.
No, that's great. So you kind of gave me an opening there when you mentioned LinkedIn. So let's talk social media for a moment. I think this is just a tiny little part of your book, and the course, I believe, discusses it just a little bit. So this is one of those things where no matter where you are in your career, whether you're active duty military early on, considering it, or you're getting ready to do the interview process and going through the transition. Social media is a reality of the world we live in right now. Mark, we'll start with you. Can you talk to some of the pitfalls or some things to consider that might be good for everyone, regardless of where they are, to think about and maybe take a quick peek at?
Yeah, I'll start with the positive. So on the positive side, there are, as you mentioned, LinkedIn, some great tools out there to show your professionalism and highlight your career. And recruiters do go look at these things, believe it or not. Whether you tell them you have a LinkedIn or not, they're going to go looking for you. And definitely the HR department, if you get an interview there, is going to have done a social media background check on you. So put your best face forward. Show all your amazing accomplishments in a very professional, humble way. And then on the negative side, avoid showing them things that you would not want them to see. And that's why social media can be so dangerous, because once it's out there, you can never truly delete it off the internet. But do a good scrub of your Facebook, Instagram, whatever other social media accounts you have, Twitter, and anything that you just thought was playful or fun, or party pictures where you're showing alcohol all the time. That doesn't put your best face forward for an airline interview, and you want to make sure that you scrub that stuff.
Yeah, I think that in addition to being cautious and being intentional with what you have on your own social media presence, social media does also offer a great resource to network, as well as gather information. You know, for instance, most major airlines now have a Facebook page for their pilot selection team or their hiring team. And so there's a ton of great information that they put out frequently, you know, whether it's like, hey, this is one gotcha we're seeing on a lot of applications, make sure you're doing this properly, or, you know, getting advance notice that they're going to start hiring again for whatever airline you're looking at. So if you're interested in airlines, you know, particular airlines, you know, go out there and follow those pilot selection team pages, because you're going to get a lot of good inside information that you might not otherwise have.
Good point.
Yeah, the internet's a great mechanism for information dissemination, and that's a double-edged sword. So you just need to really do a good scrub of an internal look on what you're putting out to the world, because that, what like it or not, is what represents you before people have the opportunity to meet you. And so that's something that You know, regardless of where you are in the process, you want to be cognizant of the face that you're putting out there. You're only one screenshot away from ending up on a Reddit feed somewhere. So
that's the truth.
No, that's great. It sounds like there's a lot of really good information, and as people are preparing and getting ready for the transition process or thinking along those lines, or might one day, it sounds like there's a lot of good stuff there for them. And we've been recommending the Cockpit to Cockpit book that Mark wrote for quite some time, and we encourage you to check it out. It's an irreverent look at the process spoken through the eyes of a fighter pilot. And we appreciate the humor and the casual attitude by which we take a very serious topic, and sometimes a little humor goes a long way. So thanks for that, Mark. And Dan, we can't wait to see what you have built and share the e-learning course with the TPM membership. And I think there's a lot of value there that folks can educate themselves without risking that bad gouge issue and just getting it from Facebook or whatever other social media platform, having a way to triangulate the path and get a higher level view of what they're doing, I think is important. So if anyone wants to go and check it out, get a little bit more information, Mark, where's the best place for them to get in touch with you and Dan and get involved and take a look at the course?
Sure. So the course is hosted on bogeydope.com. That's bogeydope.com. It's one of their e-courses. So just go to the courses link. If they're more interested in the paper book, now I will say before you go buying a paper book, the electronic version of the book is included with the e-course. So you will get is it Kindle? Dan, is it the Kindle version?
I believe it is.
Yeah. Oh no, it's just PDF right now.
Okay.
I think it's just PDF. But if they want the book and the support package separate, and they decide not to go the e-course route, then cockpittocockpit.com is the place to do that.
We'll make sure to put that in the show notes with all the links. And we definitely want to have John McFarland from Bogey Dope on the show at some point in the future. It was unfortunate. We tried to have him on today, and we just weren't able to make all the schedules work. So I do appreciate, gentlemen, you joining us, and I think this is a good topic for everyone to be thinking about and be proactive and make sure that they're really spending some time preparing themselves and putting their best foot forward. So I sure appreciate everything you're doing. And if anyone wants to get a hold of Adam or myself, you can contact us at heyguys@thepilotnetwork.com, or you can find us on the social medias or TPM Pro or TPM Go. Any of the TPN ecosystems, and be sure to be at TPNX for one of the best networking events that we know how to put on. We really try to capture that informal atmosphere where you can really get to know people, other pilots and some recruiters, and show them who you really are. No suit and ties allowed at this event. It's jeans and collar shirts at best. So we hope to see you all there. And Mark, I think you had mentioned that there is an offer, a discount code that is available to TPM members.
Absolutely. So since you're tuning in to one of our favorite partners here on TPN, we're going to offer a special discount code on this e-learning course today of 20%. So that discount code is cockpit2cockpit, all one word with the number two in between, cockpit2cockpit. Go on bogeydope.com, enter that discount code. You'll get 20% off of the normal course price for the e-learning course. Also wanted to mention that I will be at TPNX. Cockpit to Cockpit will be there live, and I always give special discounts there for your members at that, and always enjoy being a part of that great event.
That's great. And we'll have links to that on the show notes, and you can sign up for TPNX 23 and 24 April of 2022, just in case you're listening to this farther in the future. So we really look forward to seeing both you gentlemen there, and thanks for all you do. And as always, fly safe, keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down. Take care, everybody.